The following podcast is brought to you by the Media Studies and Communication Department at Dominican University of California. Lock your doors, check under the bed, and turn on a nightlight because it's about to get scary. I, DJ Ghost, will be your guide through all things paranormal. Listen at your own risk because when you listen, you won't be able to sleep tonight. You better keep one eye open. Hello, and welcome back to One Eye Open. I am your host, DJ Ghost. And today we have a very interesting topic that most people do not think of when exploring or learning about the paranormal. Today, we are going to be talking about the psychology side of it, exploring different types of mental problems like schizophrenia, night terrors, mediums, and several more. Personally, the mental side of the paranormal really freaks me out, and I never want to experience these types of problems. I can't imagine the hardships that these people have to go through. I hear stories and see videos about these types of things, and they make me sick. It is so scary. Imagine waking up in the middle of the night to an unearthly figure with blood dripping down its fangs. You try to scream, but you can't. You can't move a single muscle. If this sounds familiar, you've probably experienced an episode of sleep paralysis. The Google definition of sleep paralysis is a condition identified by a brief loss of muscle control, also known as dystonia, that happens just after falling asleep or waking up. Many people have hallucinations during this episode of sleep paralysis. It is also caused by disrupted sleeping patterns, like for example, because of jet lag or narcolepsy. It is also caused by what appears to be a basic brain glitch in the interface between wakefulness and rapid eye movement sleep. During REM, you have intensely lifelike dreams. To prevent you from acting out these realistic dreams and hurting yourself, your brain temporarily paralyzes your entire body. Your brain has a switch that tilts you between sleep and wakefulness. However, sometimes the switch fails. Your brain inadvertently wakes up while your body is still under the spell of REM paralysis, leaving you stuck in a paradoxical state between parallel realities. During sleep paralysis, the crisp dreams of the REM stage spill over into waking consciousness like a dream coming alive before your eyes, figures and all. Most people, while hallucinating, will often sense and see ghostly bedroom intruders. You are not able to move or speak. 1 in 5 people have had sleep paralysis at least one time. However, it still remains a mystery. Based on findings, it appears that the more people fear sleep paralysis, the more they experience it, and the stronger its effects are. Once sleep paralysis occurs, it is subsequently interpreted through the lens of fear, leading to more anxiety and wanted awakenings. I've read some crazy sleep paralysis stories, and I wanted to share some of the craziest ones. Number 1. I couldn't move. My chest felt crushed. It was hard to breathe, and I could hear a loud hammering. A few feet away, a robed figure sat on my chair and slowly moved towards me. As it got closer, a menacing skull appeared. The only thing I could move were my eyeballs. Number 2. I usually see someone come into my room with a crazed grin, staring at me. I try to scream, but I can't. They lean over and start suffocating me. It is a sense of overwhelming helplessness. The whole time, I'm just repeating to myself, wake up, wake up, wake up. Number 3. I woke up on my back paralyzed and swear there was an old lady sat at the side of my bed just smiling at me. I have never been so terrified. Number 4. I felt pressure on my chest and it crept closer up my body becoming heavier. And when it reached my head, I could hear my name being shouted louder and louder until it became a scream. Literally the worst experience of my life. Number 5. There have been terrifying times where I've rolled over and looked at my boyfriend only to see a black and red striped face looming over his shoulder. I thought these stories were absolutely terrifying, and I seriously can't imagine going through this. Have you ever had sleep paralysis? Next, we're going to be talking about scary mental disorders that are really rare, but most people do not know about them. First is the Alice in Wonderland disorder. This is the Alice in Wonderland disorder. This causes one's surroundings to appear disordered. Just as Alice grows too tall for the house, those suffering with Alice in Wonderland syndrome will hear sounds either quieter or louder than they actually are, see objects smaller or larger than reality, and even lose a sense of accurate velocity or textures. This terrifying mental disorder, which has been described as an LSD trip, even perverts one's own body image. Fortunately, the Alice in Wonderland syndrome is extremely rare and in most cases affects those in their 20s who have a brain tumor or a history of substance abuse. Next is the alien hand syndrome. Those with this scary but fortunately rare mental disorder experience a complete loss of control of a hand or limb. The uncontrollable limb often seems to take on a mind of its own, and sufferers have reported their alien limb attempting to choke either themselves or others, ripping clothing, or scratching to the point of blood. Alien hand syndrome most often appears with the patients with Alzheimer's disease, as a result of brain surgery during which the two brain's two hemispheres have been separated, or mental illnesses. Unfortunately, no cure exists for alien hand syndrome, and those affected by it are often left to keep their hands constantly occupied or use their other hand to control the alien hand. Next is the Cotter delusion. This scary mental disorder causes the sufferer to believe that they are the walking dead, literally, or a ghost, and that their body is decaying or they've lost all blood and internal organs. The feeling of having a rotting body is usually part of the delusion, and it shouldn't come as a surprise that many sufferers of cottage delusion experience severe depression or maniac depression. In some cases, the delusion causes sufferers to starve themselves to death. This terrifying disorder was first described in the 1880s by neurologist Jules Cottard. Though, fortunately, Cottard's delusion has proven extremely rare. The most well-known case of the Cottard delusion occurred in Haiti, where a man was absolutely convinced he had died of AIDS and was in hell. Next is schizophrenia. Many people describe it as having a nightmare while you are awake. People with this disorder interpret reality abnormally. They usually have hallucinations, delusions, and extreme disordered thinking and behavior that impairs daily functioning. They may hear voices, see imaginary sights, or believe other people control their thoughts. People with schizophrenia have a serious problem with thinking clearly, emotions, and knowing what is real and what is not. Those are some seriously scary disorders that I had no idea existed. Have you ever heard of these disorders? Now I want to talk about mediumship. If you don't know what that is, it is the practice of mediating communication between familiar spirits or the spirits of the dead and living humans. Mediums tune into the spirit world by listening, sensing, or seeing spirit. Some mediums can see a spirit as though the spirit has a physical body. Other mediums see the spirit in their mind's eye or as it appears as a television program or a still picture like a photograph. Next is something that is very similar to sleep paralysis. It is called night terrors. They're episodes of screaming, intense fear, and failing while still asleep. They're often paired with sleepwalking. For children, they might look like they're in a panic. Their hearts might be racing, and they might be breathing fast and sweating. Children might also look like they're awake. For example, their eyes might be open, or they might be crying. Some children might even get up out of the bed and run around. For adults, they will wake up suddenly and yell and scream. They might thrash and exhibit violent movements. They may have a look of fear or alarm on their face. Similar to children, the heart rate will increase and they may sweat and hyperventilate. Night terrors can last from 20 minutes to upwards of 45 to 90 minutes. Some people might think of night terrors and nightmares as one and the same thing, but there are several distinct differences between the two. Nightmares involve scary and unsettling dreams, but night terrors don't happen while they are dreaming. During a night terror, you are unlikely to wake up. Your eyes will often be open during night terrors. Night terrors are caused by genetics, illness, sleep deprivation, excessive physical activity, emotional conflict, large amounts of caffeine, medications, or any other sleep disorder. Night terrors may also be associated with trauma or chronic stress. No one knows for sure what causes night terrors. Also, similar to this is a nightmare disorder. These are vivid dreams that cause feelings of fear, terror, and/or anxiety. You may feel a threat to your survival or security. If you are awakened during your nightmare, you are unable to describe your dream in detail. You often have trouble falling back to sleep. Nightmare disorder is more likely to occur if you are under stress or experience a traumatic event, illness/fever, extreme tiredness, or after alcohol consumption. There are many different parasomnias, including exploding head syndrome. If you have this sleep disorder, you hear a loud noise or explosive crashing sound in your head as you are falling asleep or waking up. You may also see an imaginary flash of light or suddenly have a muscle jerk. Another one is sleep-related hallucinations. If you have the sleep disorder, you experience hallucinations as you're falling asleep or waking up. You may see things, hear things, or feel movement that doesn't really exist. You may leave your bed to escape what you are experiencing. And that is all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to sleep with your light on. Again, I am your DJ Ghost, and this has been When I Open. See you next time.